You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into his frequency, we will daily hear his voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
How about the atheist? What's he going to say? Well, because I can't see you, and I can't believe in something or someone that I can't see. Right? That's going to be their answer as well. And why won't those excuses cut it? Verse 21 starts with the word because. Because although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, nor were they thankful, but they became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing to be wise, they became fools and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man and birds and four-footed animals and creeping things. Now here, verse 24 is the first of three times Paul is going to say, therefore God gave them up. Therefore God gave them up to uncleanness in the lusts of their hearts, to dishonor their bodies among themselves. Verse 25, who exchanged the truth of God for the lie. Not a lie, the lie. And worship and serve the creature rather than the creator who was blessed forever. Amen. Now, to exchange the truth of God for the lie, it's like going to a department store on December 26th. Boy, Shannon, I bet you hate working on that day, huh? Right, December 26th. What does a store look like on that day? It's crazy, isn't it? People are exchanging. You see, exchanging the truth of God for the lie is like exchange. It's like you go into a department store on December 26th and you're there to exchange your gift. That is the revelation of God himself, the revelation that God has given you in the very core of your being. Exchanging that very gift for what the Bible calls the lie. Now hold your place there for a minute. Well, I'm going to read you three verses here on what the lie is. This is prophetic. 2 Thessalonians 2:9 says this. It says, the coming of the lawless one, that's the Antichrist. The coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan, with all power, signs, and lying wonders, and with all unrighteous deception among those who perish, because they did not receive the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this reason, that is, refusing love, this is why everyone's going to die at the end of the age, not for sins they've committed, but for refusing love. Someone's already died for your sins. His name is Jesus. All you got to do is receive him. He's paid the pardon. He's paid the price. For this reason, God will send them a strong delusion so that they will believe the lie. So that they all will be condemned who did not believe the truth but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Unfortunately, the lie is this. Antichrist is God. Remember, he sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God in order to deceive people. And indeed, O atheist, you will believe in God with a little g. All this is promised to those who exchange the truth of God for the lie. All right, verse 26. For this reason, God gave them up to vile passions. For even their women exchanged natural use for what is against nature. That's lesbians, in case you're wondering. Likewise, the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burn in their lust for one another, men with men committing what is shameful, and receiving in themselves the penalties of their error which was due. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over, or gave them up, as the third time, God gave them up to a debased mind to do those things which are not fitting. And this here is what breaks my heart, is this condition. Those whom God has given up. If you have exchanged the truth of God for the lie, if anyone has exchanged the truth of God for the lie, I guarantee you, you're going to believe Antichrist is God if you're alive to see that. See, this is why they're so angry. Because God loves them. All right, now perhaps you say, maybe God will give up on me then. My answer to that is, only if you live this kind of life and shake an angry fist at God and refuse to repent. Now turn with me now, 2 Corinthians chapter 1. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 21. I'm answering the question, if God could give up other people, how can I be certain that God's not going to give me up? Who would like to see another 35 kids in here by next May? Lord, we pray. God, we pray that by next May there'd be 35 kids like Parker running around in here. It's not asking too much. We ask you right now, and we hate to even put a limit on it, but we'll start with 35. And then next year, maybe we'll pray for more. We pray right now, Lord, that by May the 4th, 2015, there'll be 35 smiling, happy children like Parker running around this church. And all of us here will remember and stop and give you the glory. In Jesus' name, we ask this. Amen. Now, he who establishes us with you in Christ and has anointed us is God, who has sealed us and given us the Spirit in our hearts as a guarantee. Remember that old Louisiana chef on TV? What was his name? Wilson? I guarantee. Remember that guy? Justin Wilson, I guarantee everyone who has received Jesus Christ, he has sealed us and he's given us the spirits, he's given us his Holy Spirit as a guarantee. Interesting word, this word for guarantee. The Greek word is arabon, and the word means in classical Greek, engagement ring. Engagement ring. You and I are engaged to Almighty God. And the ring that he gives you, this is Holy Spirit. It's Holy Spirit. You have been anointed by God, that is set apart for special service. God has sealed. You know, that word for seal also was back in first century times when the king would send a letter and he would seal it, like they put hot wax over it, and he would take his signet ring and push down in that wax to seal the letter. And that is what this word seal means. The practice of sealing letters so that they would not be tampered with. A seal would identify whose letter it was and also guarantee the authenticity of that letter. That's the seal you and I have. God has sealed you so that no one can tamper with you. And he's guaranteed it by giving you his Holy Spirit as an engagement ring. And I guarantee you this too. I guarantee God will never remove your engagement ring. Not because of sin. If sin could remove your engagement ring, who could stand? Nobody in here could stand. The only way to have one's engagement ring removed, I could see, would be taking it off yourself. So you've got nothing to fear. And again, I would say to any homosexual that hears this on the radio or on the podcast, if you have agita, as they say in Jersey, praise God. It's a good thing that you're upset because God loves you and wants you to turn, wants you to repent, wants you to receive him. If you're an atheist that's angry, perhaps you don't know why, I say to you, praise God. Thank God you're angry. You're angry because God loves you. You're angry because God is long-suffering, not willing that any should perish, but that all, A-L-L, would come to repentance. You're upset because God loves you and doesn't want you to perish. Your conscience is a gift from God. You see, when God's, we just went through this list of what happens to people. And that is, at some point in time, only known to God is he gives up. I just read it to you three times. There comes a time, I don't know when God says, that's it. And you'll run into those people in life. Those are the people out there that don't give a rip. Your conscience is a gift from God. If your conscience is not pricked, then you're either perfect or the Holy Spirit doesn't convict you anymore. It's either one of those two. And I'll bet you your sweet bippy that you're not perfect. Everyone is angry these days because of the revelation that the lie is here. And God has given people, like I said before, one last chance to turn from their sins and to receive Jesus Christ as their Savior. They asked Jesus, like I said earlier, what will be the sign of your coming and at the end of the age? And he said to them, take heed that no one deceives you. Now I close today here in this church and on the radio, everyone who hears this on the radio and the podcast around the world, anyone who hears this podcast, I say this, I close with this comment. Living a lifestyle like this, either in a same-sex relationship or one that denies God and lives life with this atheist badge of honor is a lifestyle that guarantees you you've been deceived. The same as Judas Iscariot was deceived. This is what I'm saying here today, friend. You've been deceived. If you think that this is all right, living a lifestyle like this, or if you don't believe God and don't bow a knee to him, I'm here to tell you today, you've been deceived. And the Lord is saying, come out from among them. The Lord's coming back soon. I believe he's coming back in our watch. Question is, are you ready for his return? Said he's coming back a second time, apart from sin, to everyone who's looking for him. Let's pray.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at wgodontheair.net. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.